In a world brimming with noise and distractions, finding truth can be like a needle in a haystack. But what if there was a guide to help you navigate through the chaos? Introducing the Remnant Podcast with Jackie Wade, a podcast that delves into the heart of faith, spirituality, and life's biggest questions. Together, we will explore the depths of the Bible, tackle challenging topics, and seek out the true essence of living a life of faith in the digital age as a kingdom citizen. Each episode of The Remnant brings you insightful conversations, inspiring stories, and practical wisdom to empower your spiritual growth and help you to stay true to your faith in Jesus. Whether you're at home, on the go, or seeking a moment of peace amidst your busy day, The Remnant is here to uplift, enlighten, and inspire you. Subscribe to The Remnant Podcast on Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Amazon Audible, Player FM, TuneIn, and Podchaser. Thank you for joining in on another episode of The Remnant Podcast.
And I want to welcome you to today's session on the transformative power of praise and worship, especially in the midst of life's challenges. In the next couple of minutes, we're going to explore how Scripture teaches us to praise God even when faced with adversity, and how our daily way of living should reflect our worship unto God. When we practice praising and worshiping God, it can uplift our spirits, strengthen our faith, and ultimately confuse the enemy. I'm Jackie Wade. Thank you for joining me on today. In Psalms 34 and 1, David declares, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." And these words should remind us that praise is not contingent upon our circumstances, but it is a choice we make to honor and glorify God in every season of our life, whether that's a good season, whether that's a bad season, or in between season. David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times." And so, I know you're asking, how do we cultivate a heart of praise, especially when you and I are facing difficult times? First, I want to let you know you need to shift your focus from your problems to the greatness of our God. Psalm 150 and 2 urges us, praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. And when we magnify God's attributes, His power, His love, His grace, His mercy, and His faithfulness, our perspective changes and our problems seem smaller in comparison. Look, praise and worship hold significant power for the believer in God. Through praise and worship, believers can experience spiritual breakthroughs, healing, and even deliverance. Psalm 22 and 3 declares that the Lord inhabits the praises of His people, indicating a divine presence that accompanies sincere worship. Praise and worship also have the ability to shift our focus from our circumstances to God's greatness, fostering a sense of peace and trust in His sovereignty. Philippians 4:6-7 says, additionally, praise and worship can be a weapon against spiritual attacks, as seen in the story of Paul and Silas in Acts 16:25-26, where their praise led them to physical and spiritual liberation. Ultimately, through praise and worship, believers taps into a deep connection with God, inviting His power and presence to move into their lives in profound ways. I want to encourage you to get into your praise and get into worshiping God. There is nothing better that can satisfy any issues that you may have when you're struggling with trying to stay or keep your joy. When you're dealing with things that will come against you, turn on your music and get a praise that will glorify God. And I guarantee you, after a while, you'll start to feel better. Secondly, by acknowledging that praise is a weapon against despair and discouragement, you'll start to see that nothing can stand in the place when you praise and worship. Every enemy, every spirit that should not be around you, it has to flee. 2 Chronicles 20 and 22, we read about how Jehoshaphat's army praised God before going into battle. And as they sang and praised, the Lord set ambushes against their enemies, leading to their victory. People of God, kingdom individuals, we got victory in Christ Jesus. So as we praise and as we worship, know that God is working it out for your good. There is something supernatural that happens when you praise God. There is something mighty that interferes different realms that will try to hold back what God is trying to do in your life. Listen, this story teaches us that praise not only shifts our focus, but it also invites God's intervention into our situations. Praising and worshiping God confuses the enemy, especially when we engage in genuine praise and worship. We declare God's sovereignty and faithfulness over our life. This act of worship, it strengthens our spiritual connections, people of God, reminding us of his promises and his ability to overcome any obstacle. The enemy who seeks to discourage and divide, listen, he becomes confused and disarmed in the face of such unwavering faith and trust in God's authority. Additionally, praise and worship creates an atmosphere of divine presence where the enemy's influence is diminished and God's power is magnified. And as we exalt God in worship, his light shines brightly, dispelling the darkness of the enemy's schemes. So praise God, worship God, and remember, praising and worshiping God not only uplifts our spirits, but it also confounds and weakens the strategy of the enemy. By recognizing that worship is not just an expression of gratitude for past blessings, but a declaration of faith in God's goodness and sovereignty over our future. Habakkuk 3:17-19 captures this sentiment beautifully. It says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, who is my Savior. Hallelujah. But I know you're asking, how do we practically incorporate praise and worship into our daily lives, especially when you're facing challenging times? When your health is failing, when your finances is short, when you're going through on your job, when your children or your spouse is giving you trouble, how do you praise and worship in difficult times? Well, I want to tell you, you have to establish a regular rhythm of praise through prayer, music, and meditation on the Word of God. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 19 through 20, encourages us, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to give a nugget right here, because if you find yourself complaining, if you find yourself offended by actions of others, that is a foothold for the enemy to come in. That's why you have to praise God. You have to understand that it is a weapon. You have to make a choice to decide that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Secondly, by creating a culture of gratitude, you want to do this in your home, at your job, and in your community. Psalm 104 reminds us, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. You have to be intentional about praising God, even in the midst of trials. I dare you to try it. I dare you to praise God in the face of adversity and watch and see if God don't fix it. Better yet, he may even remove it. Job 1:21 offers a profound example as Job, amidst unimaginable loss, declares, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have to decide to praise God at all times. And as I conclude, I want to encourage you to make praise and worship a cornerstone of your life, especially during difficult times. Remember, As we lift our voices in praise, God's presence fills our hearts with peace, with joy, and unspeakable strength. And He is glorified when we take the focus off of ourselves and any problem that we're facing, and we decide to make a choice to do what we were created to do and live how we are supposed to live. That's by praise and worship. Remember, worship is a lifestyle, and those who worship must do it in spirit and in truth. We have the victory in Christ Jesus, and the enemy is defeated. Be blessed and bless His holy name. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful day.
As we draw the curtain on another enriching episode of the Remnant Podcast, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to each one of our cherished listeners. Your support and engagement means the world to us. If you found inspiration, comfort, or a new perspective in today's episode, we invite you to share it with friends and family. Together, we can create a community of seekers and believers, united by the timeless truths we uncover. Remember to stay connected with the Remnant Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platforms to help us reach even more hearts. For daily doses of encouragement and updates, follow us on Facebook at The Remnant Podcast, on Instagram at The Remnant Podcast, and Podbean.com. Your journey doesn't end with this episode. There's more to explore, discuss, and discover together. And our prayer is that you will continue to prosper and be in good health and live confidently as a kingdom citizen. Thank you.